has more than 1,000 species of pollinating insects, including more than 800 species of bees. Sadly, many of them are in danger. Habitat loss is a significant threat, and chemicals sprayed on lawns and gardens can poison or kill these pollinators. You can help both gardens and pollinators by planting a variety of wildflowers and not using chemicals on your lawn or garden. And that's just a start. To learn more about pollinators and how you can help them, visit hww.ca.
Hey there, I'm Juliana Young. Hey there, I'm Juliana Young, host of Barking Dog Thursdays from 2 to 4 p.m. on CKUW. Tune in for a guide of North American folk and roots music through the ages. Learn the history of traditional folk songs and hear new releases from contemporary artists. Hope you like banjo.
Joke break, joke break, joke break, joke break,
joke break, joke break.
That's the joke break alarm.
It's infected me.
That's the joke break alarm. That means that it's just after 11 on a Monday morning, and time for us to spread some cheer with the Monday joke break. Charles, how are you doing?
Good.
You had a busy week, cousins in town.
Yep.
That was pretty fun.
Was packed a lot in 5 days. Went
yeah.
to the beach, went to the zoo, went to the fort, went to the museum, and the Leaf.
We did so many Winnipeg things. Out of all of that, as a Winnipegger, what's your favorite thing to do? Or what was your favorite thing to show your cousins?
I think, like, probably the... There's the Leaf or the museum.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. All right, you've got some jokes for us this morning?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I am, let's go.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
House.
House who?
How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Weed.
Weed who?
Weed better mow the lawn before it gets too long.
Yeah.
I mean, you just did.
I did mow the lawn. I was getting there, but I...
Doctor, I keep thinking I'm a $10 bill. Go shopping. The change will do you good. Doctor, I swallowed a spoon. Well, try to relax and don't stir.
Try to relax. Oh, and don't stir.
And don't stir.
Don't stir. Yeah.
Where do you find giant snails?
Where?
At the end of their fingers. Like giant snails.
Giant snails. Okay. Got it now. Yep.
What time is it when an elephant sits on your fence?
Time to get a new fence.
Yep. What animal drops from the clouds?
What?
A reindeer.
Oh, goodness.
And, last joke, what do you call 14 rabbits hopping backwards?
I have no idea. What is that?
A receding hairline.
Oh, no. Oh, Charles, that's a good one. Well, thanks so much. We'll have you back next week for the joke break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Clap your hands.
Receding hairline. I deserve that one. I deserve that one. As you might say, I resemble that remark. 4 minutes after 11, we got about an hour left in the radio show. I hope you'll stick around. 22 degrees at the Forks. You know what? Maybe their system is stuck there. Oh no, there we go. We got an update. 24 degrees at the Forks. Barometer still holding steady at 1,013 kilopascals. 27 our predicted high today. It's going to feel like 30 out there with the Humidex. UV index of 7. So take appropriate precautions if you're going to be outside. 30% chance of showers this afternoon with the risk of a thunderstorm. That's going to continue tonight. 15 degrees overnight. 29 the high for Tuesday with a chance of showers. Tuesday afternoon, sunny and hot on Wednesday with a high of 29. We'll look at record values, averages, extremes as we come to the end of the show. Well, before the joke break, we had a beautifully eclectic set there drawn from the collection of Rock and Ronnie. We heard from Lou Reed with Coney Island Baby. You know, and these might not have been the songs that Ronnie would have picked, but we just kind of just went for it. Coney Island Baby, The House Martins with The People Who Grin Themselves to Death, and Fugazi with Margin Walker. The Fugazi track makes a lot of sense because we are going to roll right in to some music from artists that are performing at the Folk Festival this coming weekend. And one of those is a group called The Mesthetics. It's two-thirds of Fugazi. And you can catch them the 13th and the 14th out at Birds Hill Provincial Park. I would recommend going to the Folk Fest website and maybe signing up for the newsletter. They've got a whole program schedule there and so much stuff. I mean, the festival, if you've never been, is a lot. There's something going on in every corner of the field all day long and into the evening. It's wonderful. I know lots of folks who make it an annual event. Always a great place to discover new music, and so happy that a few CKOW volunteers are headed there to report on the festival and also bring information back to you. For more, and a preview, really, I'm sure a lot of shows will be playing Folkfest music all week long and into the next couple of weeks. It usually tends to be pretty inspiring for members of the community. But I know for sure that Stu is going to have a preview show this Wednesday on the Twang Trust. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday. I'm sure Joan Reno on Sunny Road last Friday would have had a bit of a preview. She's doing some press stuff. And Street Killers. Terrence is headed out to the festival, hopefully trying to angle for a Killer Mike interview. We'll see how that all goes down. For now, though, let's hear some music. This is The Mesthetics, Touch Earth, Touch Sky. Daniel Monkman is Zune. That's Manitou from his most recent album, The Mesthetics. Before that, The Mesthetics are Brendan Canty, Joe Lally, Anthony Pirogue. They will be at the Folk Festival. And it was Joe Lally and Brendan Canty, part of Fugazi, who we heard way back in the set. You're listening to Department 13 on CKUW. My name's Rob. Thanks for tuning in. I'm the station manager here at CKUW. Happy to help wrangle a crew of 90, 100 volunteers. It's a lot. About 80 original shows every week from people in your community. Thanks for tuning in. Zune and the Mesthetics at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. That starts this Thursday. Go to winnipegfolkfestival.ca for more information and a schedule. Up next, we'll hear from Elisapi. Oh, I'm not sure I'm saying her name right. She's an Inuk singer-songwriter and has taken her Inuktitut language and applied it to classic rock songs for her latest album. The album is called Inuktitut, and I'm sure she'll be performing some of that at the festival. We're going to hear Wild Horses from that. She also does Blondie's Heart of Glass, Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Should be a fun performance. She's on stage Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. We'll follow Elisapi with music from Jade Hairpins and much more still to come here on Department 13. I'm near.
Radio that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Lockers and too long to one song. Sing me Spanish techno. Listening too long to one song. Listening too long to one song.
Tune to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
Being back here makes me hot in the face. Hot blood in my pulsing veins. Heavy memories weighing on my brain. Hot and heavy in the basement of your parents' place. You used to be so sweet. Now you're a firecracker on a crowded street. Couldn't look away even if I wanted. Try to walk away, but I come back to the start.
Lucy Dacus with Dacus. Lucy Dacus with a liberal use of auto-tune there and hot and heavy. For Lucy Dacus, we heard from the New Pornographers, Jade Hairpins, and Elias Elisipi. Yes, this is Department 13. We got the last 20 minutes of the show ahead of us. A playlist for the program found on the Spinatron blog. That's spinatron.com/CKUW. You can actually find playlists for most of CKUW's local programs on Spinatron. It's a great way to check in on what our hosts are playing. 20 minutes left in the show. Like I said, we got some more good music to get to. 24 degrees at the Forks, a high of 27 expected today. 30% chance of showers late this afternoon and risk of a thunderstorm, high of 27, humidex of 30. Continuing warm today, tomorrow, 29 the high, 29 and sunny for Wednesday. That's a good 3-4 degrees warmer than normal, and that trend's going to continue on into the weekend. Well, I'll urge you to stay tuned to CKUW for the Cometeorological Report, and I'll remind you that there's so many great shows on CKUW's schedule. You should pick up a copy of Stylus Magazine, pull out the program guide, and stick it up somewhere that's convenient. Maybe grab an extra copy of Stylus, hand it off to a friend who could use some CKUW in their life. At this time of day, on Tuesdays, it's Boots and Saddle, back in the saddle. Sean Burns has returned to his country music program. You can find him on our schedule Tuesdays from 11 a.m. until noon. And so much there through the schedule. Check that out. Also available on the website, ckuw.ca. And on the Stylus website as well, you can get the PDF version of Stylus, ckuw.ca/stylus, how to find that. Speaking of, computers and internet things, if you've been using Google Podcasts to listen to CKUW's archives, note that that is pretty much now shut down, and you'll need to find an alternative. On our website, ckuw.ca, we've posted a little tutorial on how to subscribe to CKUW's archives in other podcast software, and made a couple recommendations for different software that you can use. Of course, there's dozens and dozens of options available, and no prejudice, make the picks that you like, but just a couple kept coming to the top of the best of lists, and so I put those ones down. Of course, we're always happy to help. If you need assistance listening to CKUW, you can call our office line, 204-786-9782. That includes terrestrial reception, by which we mean, antennas, using an antenna and a tuner to pick up CKUW. There's definitely parts of the city where our signal, gets disrupted a little bit. And just a small little tweak here and there with your listening device, and you'll get CKUW loud and clear. Just get in touch, 204-786-9782. Email us, ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. There actually is there's a little tutorial on reception on our site. I wonder where I wonder what part that's under. Maybe about us. Anyways, there's something there on the site. You might be able to search it, but that's all at ckuw.ca. Let's get into music for the last bit of the show. We're going to hear from Guided by Voices up next. Their brand new album is called The Strut of Kings. This is Fictional Environment Dream.
Satisfied truth that seems to know me but really don't seek to show me. Portals that aren't even real.
exist above or below me.
Head at the airport in a bar at the end of the concourse. Said you're kind of catching me at a transitional time. I'm a bright light burning into a dark horse. She said I'll strap on the saddle, and I'm sorry, but this city's a cesspool. I've kissed and I've cackled with half of these jackals. Still couldn't get any jet fuel. Taxis took her out to some parties. Found a man with a handful huddled over some car keys. It doesn't have to be pure, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just sort of has to be worth it. Sound at the top of the exit. You pay the admission and here's what you get. The stench of death in the credits. The montage set to the time of your life. A shot in the dark in a bar that's too bright. A window sucking up all the available light, right? And a clock on the bedstand with a cord to connect it. Justice in the master of puppets. Rolling off of the mattress, waking up on the carpet. This should have to be perfect. worth the trouble. Finds out about funerals and the blast of the bugles. Wherever he goes, he always orders the usual. He likes to see what they'll bring him. In 5 hours on the carpet, there's six different planets on a spaceship shaped like a Gibson Marauder. The pilot kind of looks like Kirk Hammett. Well, he was floating in space, that ship took his wallet. Wasn't really insane, wasn't sure what to call it. That same stupid feeling, but he likes his new haircut. It doesn't have to be perfect, just sort of has to be worth it.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Go and do what you want, you know. You can always leave when the curtain drops and you get tired. Tired. Out in the rain, past down to the sky. You're trying and on, but you know that you never get it right. Right, right. So is it good? Is it really good? The quiet life. Early in the night, you went walking in your new civilian stripes.
Do it for the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making CKUW your choice on the radio dial this morning. Stay tuned. The Meteorological Report is up next after the Besnard Lakes covering a band called Slint. Yeah, stick around for that. That was Divine Fits with Civilian Stripes. We heard The Hold Steady and Denver Haircut, a fictional environment dream from Guided by Voices. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Rob. This has been Department 13. Playlists on spinatron.com/CKUW. Taking a look at the radar, sky's still quite clear, and a high of 27 degrees today. Humidex makes it feel like 30. Warmer tomorrow, a high of 29, and a humidex of 33. So plan for some heat with a chance of showers this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow afternoon. You know how those storms can just kind of boil up out of nowhere in the prairies and sweep on through. We had a couple of those over the last 2 weeks. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 29, and up into the 30s as the week progresses. Averages this time of year, highs around 26 degrees, and lows around 13. Now, the records for July the 8th, the warmest temperature in 1960, 33.9 degrees Celsius, scorching hot. The coldest about 20 years ago, 2003, at only 5.7. Well, stay warm and dry and keep cool. Yeah, stay warm and dry. I guess that's more my winter thing. I guess it's keep cool, stay dry. There we go. And I'll be back in 7 days, yeah, with more Department 13. This is the Besnard Lakes. Thanks for tuning in.
Breath with